I saw this movie poster, had this like massive Terra logo on it, and I was just like, Terra Trial Club, TTC, this sounds good. It's not all about me, and I'm with all this stuff around me. It's like, I want to give back to the people, you know, out there. It's amazing when there's more run clubs out there, you know, bringing some more people in. And after that, we can just like collaborate in one big thing and, you know, do something amazing.
Welcome back to The Big Run, and a warm welcome back to today's returning guest, Kev Cruz. Kev joined us back in September last year to share his love for the trails and offer up an insight into the Australian running community. An ambassador for Satisfy and Arc'teryx, Kev manages the beloved Up There store in Melbourne, and since we last spoke, he has been busy creating a community. A community to encourage more people onto the trails and showcase what Australia's outdoors has to offer with the Terra Trail Club. In this conversation, we learn how it came to be, why giving back is important, and why when we draw more people into running, everybody wins. Kev, welcome back. He returns. The fans have been asking for it, and here you are back for a second round on The Big Run. Thank you so much for joining me in the storeroom of Up There, no less. Thank you for joining me immediately after work. Really great and excited to have you on. We were just sort of talking before I hit record about you were last on the podcast back in September 2022, and you're back here July 2023. How's it been going?
Well, thank you for having me back on. Super happy that I'm back on and giving people an update where I'm at this stage. I guess I think it's like I said, last time I spoke to you was in September. So I think a lot has changed and a lot of stuff has accomplished. But just moving along, I guess, to this journey that I'm looking forward to and I guess progressing. And then here I am now and happy to talk about what's happening and what's next, I guess, for me.
Yeah, man, because I think I was thinking this morning about our conversation, and I think just before we finished, were you about to do a marathon, and you had a sub-3 target in mind? Did that work out? I know the result, but like, how did that play out for you?
Last time I said, doing a marathon was the next race that time I was speaking to you about, and I said my goal was sub-3, and I did it. Which is unreal. to this day, I still pinch myself that I can't believe it. I finally broke that barrier of sub-3, which is unreal. It's still crazy thinking of look back. It was like a couple months ago, I guess, and just did it and happy. but I don't know. It was funny because after that, when I get the finish line, everyone's asking, oh, so Mike, make sure you're going to do 2:45. I was just like, not really. I'm happy with the 2:58. I'm happy with that. I'll stick with that. Not just yet.
I do love that. That's such a sort of runner thing of like time expectations immediately. Well, you're going to go faster, right? You're going to take 10, 15 minutes off that time. It's like, give me a minute. Let me drink in this PB for the time being. Runners were always kind of pushing. We're always pushing to go further and faster. But I suppose for you, and we sort of touched on this when we last spoke as well. Like your heart's is in the trails rather than sort of road running. I think that's where your kind of heart lies. And in this sort of interim period since you've last been on the show, you've been very busy setting up your own kind of trail community called Terra Trail Club. And I'd love to know more about that. So talk to us about, where the idea came from, how it started and how it's been going.
I guess look back, it was last year, I would say, middle of the year, I had this idea. I was looking at home, trying to figure out like what to do and how to, I guess, inspire or give back to the community, especially running in general or in the trails or just anyone. I was like, I need to start this like a club or something. Myself, I've been into a run club too with AMPM, which you know of in Melbourne. And, there's a bunch of crews out there as well in Australia, like in Sydney's King's Cross and Furies as well, and a couple of Melbourne too. So I was like, there's one thing missing. There's a gap in the market. It's like, there needs to be a trail, like a community. There's a lot of like road ones out there. And then I was just like thinking, it's like, it would be cool if there's one dedicated to just trails. And I had that in mind for like months. And the hardest thing was trying to figure out the name, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I remember I was sitting down in my desk at home and had like a notebook. And it took me like 3 hours. I was trying to figure out names, just writing all these names, like jotting it down. And for some odd reason, like, I was looking through Instagram just like as a mood board, and I saw this like movie poster had this like massive like Terror logo on it, and I was just like, Terror, I'm like Terror Trial Club, I'm like TTC, I'm like, this sounds good. So I stuck with that. That's how we got the name, and I figured it out. That was gonna be it. But legit, like, what inspired me was just, you know, beginning running during COVID and trying to find a group, and I finally found one. And after being so long and meeting people and, you know, meeting a lot of creative people and just running community out there, kind of inspired me of saying, like, I want to do something like that. I want to give back to the community. So I get that kind of inspired me to, like, build Terror Trail Club and start to, like I said, and I like saying that, just giving it back, I guess. And especially showing people around the trails is, like, my main thing, starting this. And I know a lot of people out there as well, a bit, you know, nervous or scared to head out the trails alone. So that's the reason why I did it. So now there's a community out there. There's myself and a lot of people out there. So just want to bring everyone in, and then to be like in a safe environment, you know, you're not alone. There's a lot of people there that do want to try a run, but they're just maybe too scared, or having, you know, want to join, you know, not go alone somewhere in the middle of nowhere and get lost.
You kind of touched on it a little bit there in your response about sort of first timers, because I love that. The sort of the duality of having a name like Terror for a trail club, because I imagine for some people, like, they think of the trails and it maybe fills them with terror and kind of dread. Like, is that also something that you're wanting to kind of lean into a little bit, about, you know, having something that presents really cool and exciting, but also creating a space that is safe and welcoming, and for people who sort of are slightly scared about trails actually realizing that it's an amazing place for them to kind of come and explore?
Yeah, of course. Like I said, in every post, I guess, you know, Terror's, everyone's welcome. You know, I'm happy to join in. You know, it's not scary. It's just like super friendly. You know, female, male, or anyone out there. You know, it's super just welcoming. And like the amount of response I got was super super good. Like amazing, I guess, from everyone. But like, yeah, like I feel like with that name Terror might scare little people off, but you know, me saying it now, it's we're not scary bunches, you know, we're all super friendly people, you know, just like trying to help you guys, people out, I guess, you know, in the trails or just if anything, just a very welcoming, supportive crew, I would say, yes.
And has it been a bit of a gateway sort of for people to kind of really get into trail running? Like, have you had people who've come, who've maybe done a session with you, who've like really fallen in love with it and are like, I want to enter races, I want to do more?
Well, not just yet, but a few people I spoke to after the race, like, just asked me questions like, you know, how did we do a train for this race, or how did we get into, like, trail more? And it's cool to see that, you know, after that one event, a lot of people have been, you know, just, I guess, messaging me, asking me questions about it. And I guess I think when I do more events in the future, I think that's when a lot of people are going to ask, like, oh, can you help me, you know, enter this race, you know, this, that. And for me, I'll be happy to, like, even join them in the race. You know, if someone wants to do a first, you know, 50K or even, like, a marathon or half marathon in the trails, I'll be happy to support them and be next to them and just, like, have someone there, you know, so next time they can go out there and enjoy themselves. But I'll love to, like, see people that, you know, join the events and do races and, like I said, me supporting them. You know, I love to give back in any way, you know, just to give back. That's my number one main goal for me, I guess, you know.
You've said it a number of times and it's lovely to hear, and I absolutely believe you when you say it as well, as like you want to give back. I'm curious to know what has it given you that you feel this sort of this really strong need to sort of return that favor. Like, can you articulate what it's given you?
It's yeah, I think I always say it, but like I'm just like super humble, like a lot of people still say, you know, all this sponsorship that I got, you know, from this last year, 2 years ago, with Arterix and Satisfy. You know, I feel like it's wild. Like, I'm to this day, I never thought I would have been like a sponsored athlete or someone like that. You know, I feel like I'm a regular, normal guy that works 9 to 5, you know, that loves to eat and drink and hang out and got hobbies on the side, and then bang, this all happened, which is like, I'm super humble and grateful for. It's just like, I feel like it's me, you know, it's not all about me, and I'm happy that that happened, but with all this stuff around me, it's like I want to give back to the people, you know, out there, you know, my friends that, you know, the creative friends, and also just the community, you know, like I'm not an athlete, you know, like I said, I'm a regular guy and I just want to give back and inspire them, and you know, anyone can do it if you're passionate about it. You know, just be yourself, I guess, is the number one thing I'm trying to say. It's like, just be yourself. There's no need to, you know, try to be someone. I guess, you know, just be patient and someone will come along, you know. And I didn't know it was just going to come along, but it just happened in the blue. But I'm just super humble, grateful that it happened. And yeah, I just can't be worded to now. You know, it's been like 2 years now, and I'm still like pinching myself. It's like, oh my God, I'm actually like, you know, have all this like crazy support with these two amazing like brands. So it's just like, I need to use this so other people can kind of enjoy it too, I guess. So yeah.
I love that. I love that. And you can absolutely tell. And you say like, oh, I'm just a regular, I'm just an athlete. You're still pretty handy when it comes to the trails. I've been keeping an eye on your Instagram. You've still been throwing down like when it comes to racing on the trails. Like, is there anything you're sort of training for at the minute? Like, what does your trail running look like at the moment?
At the moment, like, yeah, I didn't, like, yeah, as you probably saw, people saw my Instagram. I've done a lot during the start of the year because that's the season and opening is for Australia, especially in Melbourne, trail races are on. So I did a couple there. Happy with the results. You know, just got out there, had some fun, I guess, this year. As people know, it's winter time now in Melbourne, so it's not my races on. So at the meantime, just me focusing on Terra. So just doing more events, more projects in the works at the moment I've got on, which I'm quite excited for. But just being out there, just doing some crazy runs, finding new locations for myself and also for Terra. But nothing yet. I'm going to train yet. I'll be training hopefully soon. Next race that I'm looking forward to is Kosciuszko 100, so UTMB. So that's in November, which I'm pretty happy. So I'll have to start training soon for that one. But other than that, I got some other like small races. I got like Sydney Marathon is coming up soon, which a big crew of us is going up there. But I'm just going to be doing a party bus, so I'm not doing no time. Just going to enjoy myself and bring out the vibes, and you know, help each other out. And also Mount Marathon, I'll do. Everyone's like saying like, oh, surely you'll crack another PB. In my head, I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to go through that pain again. But like I said, I'll be during the training for that 100K. So I might be fit and I might give it a crack, I guess. But I don't know. Not too sure yet. It's scary times in marathon.
Well, speaking of scary times, that brings me back to Terra. You said there's a couple of like exciting projects you're working on in the minute. Is there anything you can share, or is it still in the works? Like, is there anything you can kind of tease about what the future of Terra may look like in terms of what you're planning?
Yeah, I can give it a little bit, not too much. Okay. A little sneak peek, I guess. But yeah, like I said, my first event was done. I got a second one this weekend. So Saturday, it would be my second official event. So I'd be taking people on the snow. So it'd be a snow run up in this mountain we call Lake Mountain, which is beautiful. It's super local too. So hopefully there's snow. Last week I checked out, it was beautiful weather, but no snow. There was like frost. But a week before, a friend ran there was like snow. So hopefully we get snow this Saturday, because I promised everyone. But yeah, second event this Saturday, which is sold out too again. Super great response. And now I'm working on my third event, which hopefully will be in a month's time after this one too. That will be in a nice local trail near my place where I grew up, which is quite nice. But other projects too, I've got some other ones with Arc'teryx, which they still in the talks at the moment. This like thing they're trying to start up. Sounds amazing with their part of the community. So I'm joining them to do a couple of runs with them as well, which is quite nice. And the next for a main one is taking it to interstate, talking to a few clubs out there interstate, which I don't want to say yet. I just want to have a little sneak peek. Yeah, I want to keep it hush-hush for now. But, yeah, there's talks. I'm taking this interstate at the moment. So I might be doing it at the end of the year for that, just planning it out at the moment. So, you know, trying to start a community or starting like a run club, I feel like you still need to plan out, you know, a year advance or like months advance. And that's what I'm doing at the moment. It's like, I think that's the tricky part as well. If people, you know, are starting something, a hobby of theirs or even like a community, it's like you need to plan like 5 steps ahead of you. You can't be doing like, let's go this. You have to like, okay, I'm doing this. What am I going to see now a year's time? And now I'm working on stuff for like next year now, or just like trying to you know, hit up people around just running community and seeing if they want to do something with me or collaborations. And at the moment, it's all going good. You know, I'm talking to a lot of people out there, and they seem like they're liking the stuff that I'm doing and creating. And hopefully next year there'll be some cool stuff happening. So just fingers crossed at the moment. And yeah, some big things happening. And I'm happy for it.
I love it. And you can tell as well. And yeah, don't want to give too much ahead, but I love that thing of like, when you're sort of serious about creating something, be it community or something creative, like you have to sort of think in the wide and really think like, okay, yeah, if I'm going to commit to this, I've got to think long-term, how am I like kind of objectively going to go for it and plan it out? And I'm excited about the sort of the interstate thing. I mean, you're not going to be taking on the Commonwealth Games, because I know Victoria have kind of that's all up in the air at the moment. I mean, listeners, should we hand it over to Kev? I think he could probably bring it in maybe a bit cheaper than the 7 billion or whatever it was that was quoted for the reason. But that's I mean, you fancy it, Kev? You fancy having a swing at that?
Just give it to me and I'll take it aboard. You know, I've got the sun control, but I'd love to do it. But yeah, taking it to state is my next big thing. Everyone's been asking. It's funny because even Hayden, the guy that looks after Art Turks, he's like, do you want this to become a Melbourne thing or interstate? And I told him, I want it global. I want this born and raised in Melbourne, but I wanted my vision is to take this global. Like, I don't want to like gatekeep or, you know, just have it here in this like one state and country. I want to share it out to everyone else. And that was one other thing I said, is like, I want to take it global. But, you know, I'm happy to have it as a Melbourne community, but global is my thing. And the response I'm getting at the moment, you know, a lot of people, when I launched the brand and the t-shirts that I designed too from Arterix, so many people from Europe, especially the UK. So many UK people have been hitting them up asking when it's going to happen. So I guess, yeah, global will be my next phase. But that's like another, I guess, you know, maybe next year, maybe 2 years. But definitely want to take it global for this.
I love it. Terra's going to be sweeping the globe. I'm already thinking about a UK chapter contingent, you know, where on the UK trails could Terra sweep over and sweep too. And I mean, yeah, it's so exciting, and it's just amazing to see what you've been growing and the response to it. And you know, there's more events coming and bigger plans afoot. And also, like, within your professional life as well, you're joining us from the behind the scenes of your job in up there, where you've recently been promoted to manager as well, which is amazing. Like, from someone who was a fan of the store to now being the person who's in charge of it. And I know this is a purely running focused podcast, but as a man of sartorial style and influence, I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, like, are there things we should be like, we should be grabbing? Is it sambas? Like, I'm going to do my best kind of like throwing fits here. Like, what should we be copying and what should we be dropping as someone who is the manager of up there in Melbourne?
That's funny. Simon was saying that we just released another like restart, because Simon's going crazy at the moment. I'm not too sure it's going crazy in the UK, but it's crazy in Australia at the moment. Like, selling so much pairs like every day, people calling up, do you have Simon's? Do you have Simon's? Simon's. I'm like, this is crazy, because like when I was growing up, like Simon's for me, like I used to play indoor soccer with a pair of Simon's. It was hilarious, and now like a lot of people like wearing it in the streets. I'm like, this pair I used to wear during like school and just ruin it. And then, like, my mom would buy me like multiple pairs of these Sambas, and now people are just like buying it. I'm like, this is an indoor shoe, but now it's, I guess, it's a lifestyle shoe, which is, it's amazing to see, I guess, that trend happen. And I guess that's how fashion is, you know, it's a trend of a cycle, you know, going back in time and then finding it to here, and, you know, kids are buying it and people are like looking onto it, which is insane. Like, you know, I guess, yeah, working and managing up the fashion scene, it's been all around me, and it's just like seeing this whole cycle going on and on. It's pretty wild. Like, similar to running, I guess, now, you know, I'm still new to running. Even that community too, I feel like they cycle a lot of stuff too. I see similar to like the fashion industry is like, you know, they're going back in time, but I'm not too sure that the running shoes, you know, that's going ahead of time with all the carbon plate stuff, but all like the gear and stuff, it's like, you know, they're looking back and then they're trying to modify a bit more, but making that like vintage sort of feel. So
I think
that's the same way as
fashion. No, I think you're absolutely right. And it's funny you say about the trainer thing. Like, I think, yeah, there is definitely a push towards like maximum stacks and carbon plates times a million and AirPods and stuff like that. But there are more and more trainer companies are also doing like more minimal versions of them as well, like sort of like pushing back more towards like racing flats. So I think you're right. I think there is definitely a cyclical nature to the running and the fashion world. But obviously Sambas, the stock is already through the roof. But like, is there anything we should be getting now, Kev, beforehand?
Now,
like I'm trying to think, should we be buying in bulk like some sort of like vintage piece that's suddenly going to blow up in the next 6 months?
Put me on the spotlight here. It's like I should be knowing. I got like just a different sense of taste though. But I've been wearing like a lot of like loafers and a lot of like boots now, I guess, which is a new thing of mine, okay. Which it's quite nice. But also a lot of like dad shoes, like a lot of like old New Balance trainers and Adidas and Nike trainers, like Univermeros, mm-hmm. and like New Balance would be like, you know, the 1806s, which is used to be like a running shoe and stuff. Like very like dad sort of running sneakers would be like the next come up, I think, you know, just wearing it. It's a dad vibe. I think that's the next stage. I feel like you know, at the moment it's like, you know, like the trainer sort of vibe, and then I feel like it's going to pick up to that dad sort of vibe aesthetic again, and then I'm not too sure what's going to happen.
I appreciate,
you know, it changes like
everything. Yeah, and I appreciate it. It's a super, super difficult question, but I've already made a couple of notes here. Loafers, dad vibes, 1806, New Balance, and hey, you got to take advantage of your sort of sartorial knowledge whilst it's there, but it's, in terms of being a dad, you're very much the father of terror.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're shepherding terror into the world. Just to sort of close things out, though, for anyone who's listening who's maybe where you were when we last spoke and is maybe staring at the pad and maybe has a couple of names there or has some ideas on the paper, what would be your one bit of advice for someone who's maybe thinking about starting something similar that you'd like to impart with them?
I think you just like don't be afraid at all. You know, if you have a great, you know, support of like friends and family, also just if you're in the community or if you're not in the community, just ask around. Like there's so many people out there in the running community that are, you know, willing to help each other out. And, you know, it'll be amazing to have another trail club out there. Like I said, it's amazing when there's more run clubs out there, you know, because then it brings more people in. And after that, we can just like collaborate in one big thing and, you know, do something amazing. And I'm seeing that at the moment through my eyes with like AMPM and, you know, King's Cross and Grave Runners out in New Zealand. You know, we created this like massive thing called Subspace, and seeing that, it's like drawn me to build Terra. And also it created another career on Sydney Furies, which Jesse runs, you know. So creating more clubs like this, and, you know, just don't be afraid, because like there's so many people out there willing to help. And also, you know, just do it and just ask, you know, you can even ask me, you know, I'm still learning at this stage at the moment, but I'm happy to give advice and, you know, hopefully there's another like a trail club out there, you know, so hopefully we can do stuff. Just don't be afraid of it. I'll say just ask.
I love that. Don't be afraid to start. And you're dead right. It really lifts everyone up. The more people are out there, because it just draws more people in. It bolsters the sport,
exactly.
And it just raises everyone up. And obviously, yeah, you mentioned some amazing crews there. Grave Runners as well. Logan, I'm making a mental note now. I'm putting it on record. We've got to get you on the pod. We've been talking.
Shout out to Logan.
Yeah, no, a lot of love for Logan and his whole act, but we've been messaging and like we're trying to find a time and a subject for us to sort of converse on. So we definitely got to get Logan on to talk about Grave Runners and all the wonderful work.
Yeah, you're going to get the guys of King's Cross as well. Shout out to Ben Voltron. He's a good friend of mine. The guys are there doing an amazing job. They also have a trail sort of site called KX mm-hmm. Trail. So you definitely should look at that. They're doing some amazing stuff at the moment too. And a new crew that I told you was Furies, which is in Sydney, which is a friend of mine, Jesse. Shout out to Jesse. They got legit inspired during the mountain, and he built his own crew. And that, if you look at the Instagram, they get like 40 people downs in their like normal runs on a Wednesday. It's amazing that he's got that big impact out there. So that's what I said. It's like, it would be amazing if there's another trail community out there, you know, not in Melbourne, just anywhere in Australia to start it out. Because then if that happens, you know, I'm going to be the first one to ask you, let's work on something. I'll be the first one to hit you up, got your support, let's do something. And let's do something crazy and amazing. And, you know, and I have so much ideas. My mind is like, it's crazy. Like, I got like, yes, like so many ideas and plans. Like I got like this big project that hopefully it's gonna come alive. Like I spoke to people that I want to, I guess, bring in And I guess the next stage is having a meeting. But I think when that minute happens, I think that's going to be the real thing. But this project is going to be, I know I'm hyping it up, but I feel like it's going to be insane. Like, I feel like no one has done it before. And it's my, like, idea. And I got amazing people on board. And hopefully it happens.
You can tell you're a fan of the movies because that's a proper teaser. That's a proper teaser right there. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I don't want to tease it out, but yeah, it's big. It's going to be a massive one. But that's to probably next podcast. We can talk about it when I have more information about it at the moment. But at the moment, it's hush.
Coming soon, summer 2024. Who knows? Wait for the trailer. And yeah, I mean, hey, those are the run crews, the big run on Instagram. You know where I am. Hit me up. Let's chat. Let's get you on the show. Let's spread the word of the communities out there. And it's always amazing just to connect to communities all over the world. I've had great privileges to connect with all kinds of running communities all over the world. And it's always amazing just to see your inspiration and see the passion. And Terra, yeah, I think is an incredible community. It's so impressive what you've done. All the best for Saturday's thank snow you run. I hope the conditions are joyful. And that feels like a lovely note to end our conversation on. Kev, thank you so much for returning to the Big Run and being such a brilliant, brilliant guest.
Thank you so much for having me again. Like I said, if anyone has any questions about trail or, you know, life or sneaker stuff, just drop a DM. I'm happy to answer it, you know. And hopefully you guys get inspired by all this stuff that we spoke about too. And hopefully, you know, I'll be in your town hopefully soon.
Kev's DMs are open. You heard it here first. Brilliant. Cheers, Kev. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
A big thank you to Kev for coming on the show. You can find out more about Terra by following the links in today's show notes. I look forward to a UK edition springing up sometime in the future. And if there is a way to get the Big Run out to Melbourne, then you know I'll be heading out on the trails with them. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time for the Big Run.